بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على دين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليم المزيد. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we wanted to talk about a topic that's plaguing a lot of not only our societies but our households, and this is the situation of people calling to those things or calling to the good, and they are not practicing this good themselves. And we see this all over the place. We see this in our households, in terms of our relationship with our children. Many times you see that an individual will tell their child, "Don't steal." And yet they go out and steal. They tell their children, "No, no, don't lie. Lying is bad. We're not supposed to lie. We're Muslims." But the next time someone calls the phone or knocks on the door, they tell them, "No, either tell them I'm not here," where we're actually turning around and telling them themselves the lie, or else we lie for someone else and say, "No, they're not here right now." Besides the issue of stealing and lying, how many times do we hear people say, "Do not drink, do not smoke. These things aren't good for your health. They're not permissible for us to do as Muslims," this, that, and the other. But then you turn around and they're doing it themselves. We also see this between the teacher and the student. We see this between classmates, but even between spouses. And unfortunately, sometimes we see this when we go to the masjid. This is something that we need to try to wipe out of our communities, out of our households, and out of our lives. We see in Surah Al-Baqarah, for instance, not only in Surah Al-Baqarah, all over the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to leave off this practice. But the example we want to focus on today is that example of Bani Israel. And this is in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَتَعْمَرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, do you command the people to do that which is righteous? Do you command the people to do the good? And you forget yourselves? And you are the ones who read the book. Do you not understand? Do you have no sense? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them. Again, He said, أَتَعْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Now let's break this down piece by piece here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He first seemingly asked them a question. And for those of you who have studied the Arabic language, then you know. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking Bani Israel a question, like He's waiting for an answer. This Hamza here, and this word, أَتَعْمُرُونَ, is not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants an answer, but rather, He's admonishing them for what it is that they're doing. Like we usually do when we know our children do something. Ibrahim, come here, did you break that glass? We're not asking them because of the fact that we want to know, did they break it? We know that Ibrahim was the only one in the house that could possibly have broken it. No one else was there. He was in there. He had the glass in his hand. We walked out of the kitchen. We come back and what? The glass is broke. So we ask him, did you break the glass? This is that same type of question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Bani Israel here. He asked them, do you tell the people to do the good, al-bir, and then you forget about your own selves? So, now obviously Allah is talking to the ulama of Bani Israel at this time, or the scholars of Bani Israel at this time. And he asked them, are you commanding them with al-bir? And this bir that is being spoken about here, yes, it's piety. But what really is being talked about here is sticking to that which was revealed. Sticking to the revelation that was sent down to them. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, are you really calling the people to that which is good or sticking to that which was revealed to you? And then you forget yourselves? Now think about it. People don't really forget themselves. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is talking about forgetting yourselves, He's talking about leaving off applying those things that you're calling the people to do. You're calling the people to being pious. You're calling the people to sticking to that which has been revealed to you as far as from guidance. But then you're turning around as the ulama or as the scholars of these particular people and you're not practicing any of these things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continues on and says, and you all read the book. Now we know that here we're not talking about the Quran. Because as the scholars of tafsir have explained to us, that which is being talked about, or those people who are being talked to, are the scholars of Bani Israel. Therefore they're talking about the book, the Torah, that was sent to Musa alayhi salam. So he says, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then do you have no sense? Do you not understand? Now that we've gone through a little bit of the ayah, or actually now that we've gone through the ayah itself, let's take it all one time through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to the scholars of Bani Israel, He said, are you calling the people to being upright, to being righteous, and then you forget about yourselves? You are the ones that are reading the book. You are the ones that have the book, that are reading the book. Do you not understand? And in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, after the last ayah where Allah blamed them for what it was that they were doing, which we know is calling the people to being upright and being righteous and being upon khayr, and they were not trying to be upon this themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this ayah, He commanded them to do what? To seek assistance by way of being patient, as-sabr wa salah. This is where He said, bis-sabr wa salah. Now we understand that sabr is patience. Now we need to understand how this patience comes into seeking aid or seeking assistance. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is telling them to seek aid through way of patience and prayer, it's being patient and continuing and performing these righteous deeds and being upright. And this is that which every slave needs when they talk about standing up in the way of obstacles or hardships. Now as far as the salah itself or the prayer, now we know that this is the thing that helps the slave when he's trying to be firm in being upright. and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshiping Him. And we also know that the prayer is that connection between the slave and his Lord. And the benefits of these things are that the heart, it finds strength, as well as the soul. It finds it easy to turn away from those things that the dunya have to offer. Or it finds it easy to turn away from those things that this worldly life has to offer it. So we know that as-sabr, as we said before, is patience. And as-salah is prayer. We know that these two things are their major tools for the slave when we're talking about trying to be upright and trying to get past any types of hardships, as well as trying to leap over any obstacles that may be in the way that are put there to distract an individual or to keep an individual from calling to the guidance and calling to being upright and doing those things that they have been commanded with. We know that Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever something bothered him or some hardship came to him, that he would rush to the prayer. Now, in terms of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and truly it is extremely hard except for those who are الْخَاشِعِينَ, except for those who are the true believers and the true worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this means that both the patience, the sabr, as well as the salah, the prayer, these two things are something that are very hard except on those who are truly trying to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who humble themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to be obedient to them, as well as those people who are trying their best to fear Allah the way that He has the right to be feared. And this is something that is hard on anyone that is not considered to be from these people that are said to be khashi'een. And it's easy on those people here that are mentioned in this ayah. And this is because they are those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them when talking about reward or punishment. Now, what Allah Ta'ala, He says, الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. What Allah Ta'ala, He says, they are those who are certain that they are going to meet their Lord and that to Him they will return. This is talking about knowing that they will be brought together before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously on the Day of Judgment. They are the ones that understand that everything, in terms of how their situation works out, it is all up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever He wills. If He wills, He will forgive them for their sins and reward them. And if He wills, He will punish them. They also believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be fair in judging them or in ruling over their situation. So because of this, once an individual is positive that they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them for doing their good, it becomes easy on that individual to do good deeds and to stay away from evil. Now, we're going to go back to what it was we were originally talking about. And this is the whole of the issue of people saying one thing and doing another thing. And we see that here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talked about Bani Israel. and basically admonish them for doing the exact thing that we see the people doing in these days and times, telling the people to be upright and not trying to be upright themselves. Allah admonished them for it and told them how to stop the situation from happening, to try to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He commanded them to worship Him, and to seek aid through doing what? Through being patient and through prayer. This is what we need to be doing when we're calling the people to good. Why? Because even though these verses are talking to the ulama, as we said, to the scholars of Bani Israel, or the children of Israel, the ruling that is being talked about here, which is the fact that this is something that Allah is displeased with, to be calling the people to being upright and us not trying to be upright ourselves. Even though this speech right here was for the scholars of Bani Israel, the ruling is something that is general, something that every individual should be concerned with. The one that commands the people with good, the one that is standing up and trying to tell the people that they need to be as pious and as good as they can, then this is the individual that needs to be the first one, or the one running fastest to what it is that he's calling to, for his own good, as well as because if the people see them rushing to this good, then they will as well rush to the good. And this person that is doing this calling and now rushing to do this good, then they need to constantly be seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's aid through being patient and through prayer. So we talked earlier about trying to eliminate this issue from our lives. We see now that it is a problem. So now we look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger to see how to solve it. And this is what we've been talking about all of this time. So what is upon each and every one of us? Because all of us are supposed to be calling to this guidance. So what is upon each and every one of us is to try to be upright, to try to do what it is that we're supposed to be doing. And not only call the people to doing it, but for us to be doing it ourselves. And the way that we can constantly be trying to get stronger in doing this is take the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek aid through being patient with any hardships that may come, that any obstacles that may come in our path, and as well as seeking aid through prayer. So the benefits that the ulama or the scholars have extracted from these ayat or these verses is that the individual that commands with the good, they need to be the ones out in the forefront in trying to rush to obtaining that good. Because this is part of being a good example to the people. And usually when the people see anyone running to the good, they run to the good themselves. As well, the ulama have explained to us that patience and prayer are two of the major tools that cause an individual to be firm and well-grounded when running into any troubled times. And they are the things that aid an individual when we talk about overcoming any kind of obstacles that may lay in their path. And the last thing is that the ulama, they extract from these ayat that an individual's belief in the reward and the judgment on the day of reckoning, along with fearing it, meaning fearing this judgment, these are from amongst the strongest things that aid an individual in being upright and striving harder to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be obedient to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us in being firm upon His obedience and His worship, and to keep us from being amongst those people who call the people to being upright and turn back on our heels and do not try to apply that which we are commanding the people with. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك وآخر دعوانا إن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.